Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are getting toward the end, actually the last week of February.
Because
February is a short month as usual, and this will be the 26th. This will be airing on February the 26th, which is the last week of February. So it's heading into March. And
Is the day before Dan's and my second anniversary.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You have any plans yet?
Actually, not yet. We're still figuring that out when we're taping this. So we'll see exactly. But
that'll be fun. That'll be good. Congratulations. We've been talking about, you know, this primer on discerning God's will to give us more specifics of practical ways that we can keep hearing his voice, take step by step, move forward, get to the right place. Now, what do you have to say to us? And that's how it works, is that I do have a promise. I do. I'm going to fulfill it, but you have to walk with me into the path that I have for you to get there with lots of forks in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, turn right and turn left, and very dynamic, and things are going on, which you've explained in a great story, particularly as we looked at Ananias and Saul in a similar way, that you were said, God told you, I'm going to have you build a porch. You have to go through architect, permitting, ultimately get a contractor. Nobody responded. You were wondering, you know, have we missed something? Nope, you're still there. Then a guy shows up and says, hey, I'm ready to go. He gives you a price, and it's a little bit higher, you know, than you thought was the right. And so you were concerned about that.
Right.
So again, what did you do? Well, Father, what do you have to say,
God?
And his instruction was, I want you to fast and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy, I particularly want you to go back over your journal and go look at everything I've already said about this,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is the beauty of having written it down.
Absolutely.
And this is something that is critical for all of us, is that think about if God would have said, I want you to review everything I've said to you.
My memory is not that good.
Well, nobody's that. See, because what happens is that you start to lose, if you don't have written it down, you start to lose detail.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't remember, partly because our mind now is so full of other stuff.
Right.
That it crowds out the detail that we had at the moment, particularly if it's, you know, 3 months ago or 6 months ago, we'll just go back to generality.
Hmm.
Well, I think you said something about this, but you don't have any recollection of exactly what he said, particularly if he gave you verses or he gave you instruction, mm-hmm. or promises or a comment, you know, that he made, which, by the way, and this is kind of a side note, is that it's the same thing with dreams.
Yes.
And that is that when you have a dream, and remember, it's subconscious, and he wakes you up to make it conscious.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment of that very moment, there's lots of detail about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have it in your mind and in your heart. And the key is when you wake up at that moment, have something by your bed, a journal or some kind of a notebook or cards or something, and write everything you can remember about the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about interpreting it. You'll get that. Because tomorrow, when you go back through your detail, it'll all, oh yeah.
Right.
Now, this is really interesting. If you don't write it down,
you will forget.
And we're talking tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
You will remember you had a dream, something about,
mm-hmm.
but there's no detail. You can't remember any of the detail.
Right.
And God says, that's why I need you to document that, one. But two is when I do things and say things and speak to you, you've got to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll forget the detail. And the detail is what matters.
Right.
Which you did. And you got to go through it. And then, by the way, when you went through it, you're like, yeah, I remember now what he said, you
mm-hmm.
know, and yes, and yes, and yes, you know, and so he's confirming it. And then he's told you something different now. He said, okay, it's a go. And you're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually said a new instruction to you. And this is kind of cool. I want you to pray for the people coming.
Right.
Okay. This is a new step. Mm-hmm. It's yet to be determined.
Right.
He actually didn't tell you what to pray yet.
No.
What did he tell you?
He just said, start praying for the workers.
I want you to put this on your radar. This is one of the things, and this is out of John 16, the role of the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm going to guide you into all truth. I'm going to speak and tell you of things to come. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what he said to you. What's coming is I'm going to be doing some things in those people. Mm. And I'm giving you a heads up. That's what telling things to come. I want you to put this on your plate, and I want you to be sensitive with a heart to hear what I have. Because he said, I want you to pray. And your question would be, okay, what? Mm-hmm. He said, I haven't told you that yet.
Right.
I'm just telling you, get ready. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be pay attention, and I want you to care. There's going to be some things that are going to happen that you're going to be part of. And it's about these people. And by the way, which he kind of said to you, and this is cool, this isn't just about the economics.
Right. There's so much more. Yeah.
There's a bigger thing going on here, both mm-hmm. for the place of healing it will become, which by the way, he already said that to you. Mm-hmm. And once you get it built, what's going to be your question? Now what?
Now what? Right.
You said it's a place of healing. What do you want me to pay attention to? So you mm-hmm. see how it works? You see how it yeah. works? Okay. Now, while it's being built, I'm doing something too. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to just say, did they do the work well? Fine. And pay them. Fine. Right. He said, there's more to this. Pay attention. I want you to put it on your heart that when I tell you what to pray for these people, mm-hmm. you'll actually be available for me to speak to you. Why? Because right. I told you to be available. Mm-hmm. Do you see how that works?
And it's interesting. One of the other highlights that he gave was also to be prepared that I will have to be home more often than I desire, not to be burdened by that, but to enjoy it.
Yep. 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 And that's part of the instruction mm-hmm. is you could take it as a duty, and I have to. Mm-hmm. He says, no, I am going to ask you to spend more time with it, mm-hmm. but if you allow me, it'll be a joy.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, what he's trying to say to us is, I'm going to reveal and do things that you can't figure out on your own. Mm-hmm. So go to Jeremiah 33:3, and he makes a statement. Jeremiah 33:3, what does he say?
He says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
Yeah. Have a heart to hear. Mm-hmm. Okay, Father, you said pray. I have a heart to pray. What are you going to reveal to me that I don't know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to try to figure it out. See,
right.
You could say, okay, well, I will, as soon as they come, I'll engage them and discern their spiritual temperature, and I'll do A, B, and C, and I'll do all this stuff. God says, just relax. Yeah.
Yep. I will lead you.
I will show you, as it happens, mm-hmm. things that you don't know, and I'm going to speak to you of what I'm up to, which are these great secrets in a way mm-hmm. that I know. I'm asking you to join me because I'm using you to be the messenger mm-hmm. and pay attention. And all I need you to do is ask me.
Right.
And I'll let you know, by the way, at the right time. So I'm not going to tell you everything about everybody up front. That's why I need you to spend some time there. Mm-hmm. You'll start to engage with them. Conversations will be had. And by the way, I'll say, hey, by the way, did you see what he just said? Mm-hmm. And here's what I would like you to do with that. Or here's how I'd want you to pray for that. So call to me and I'll show you great and mighty things. And the words there are spectacular, over the top stuff that right. you can't even imagine right. yourself.
And that you couldn't know by yourself.
You couldn't know by yourself.
You could only know by him revealing them.
Yeah. And he says, I'll have you active in it. And then he says, here's what I want you to pray for. So go to Ephesians 1 and read verses 15 to 21.
Sure.
He says, I'm going to get specific as to what I'm going to reveal to you and the types of things I'm going to reveal to you.
Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, did not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
Yeah. So he says, as you pray, and I said, you know, pay attention. So now you start to pray and say, okay, Father, I'm willing to receive wisdom and understanding. Mm-hmm. And wisdom only comes from him. He says, you don't know this. You got to hear what I have to say. I have to show you what I'm up to. And by the way, it won't be just mechanical. It'll be understanding with it. It'll be, mm-hmm. you'll start to understand what I'm up to, and you'll start to see some certain things. So pray for that. Pray that your eyes, and what he's saying there is your spiritual ability to be opened mm-hmm. and have discernment at a spiritual level. Mm-hmm. So you're not looking at these workers come. He says, don't look at them just naturally.
Right.
He said, you'll automatically do that anyway. You'll understand some things naturally, and you'll have dialogue naturally. But pray that I start to give you a deeper spiritual enlightenment. Mm-hmm. Of things that you'll start to realize that person is struggling with self-image, or he's struggling with a conflict with his marriage, and you want me to engage with that. So I'm discipling, you know, some people, which I'm always involved with, which God asked me to do. And we have dinner, four of us. He's married, and Lynn and I are with dinner with him. And he's engaged in a certain career. And all I did was said, how's it going? Mm-hmm. I said, are you enjoying what you're doing? And he says, honestly, it's really difficult right now. And I'm really struggling, which was kind of cool in a way. Because remember, he could have just said, oh, yeah, it's fine.
Right.
Because I don't want to share that I have any issues. But he says, mm-hmm. that's a struggle. I'm really struggling right now. And I just said, well, what do you mean? And he described a couple things. Okay, now I'm praying this prayer.
Mm-hmm. Give me wisdom and revelation. Yeah.
Open up what's really going on here. Mm-hmm. Because God says, and I was just having conversation.
Right.
I wasn't thinking, I've got to. I'm just having a nice conversation. How's it going? Mm-hmm. And when he made the statement, God says, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize there's something going on here? Yep, I do. Okay, tell me more about that. Tells me a couple things. And God says, do you understand the depth of this struggle? It's deep. It's a deep, lifelong struggle that he's never gotten healed from. Mm-hmm. So, Rich, mm-hmm. I want you to start to unpack this with him.
That's awesome.
I said to him, so it sounds to me like this is more internal stuff mm-hmm. than it is about the work. He said, yeah, it really is. I said, would you like to have God heal it? I really would. He said, I've been to counseling and I didn't get healed. I'm trying on my own. I don't get healed. I said, well, would you like to get healed? Let God heal you. Yeah, I really would. So now here's my instruction. Now, see, God is speaking. Ask him to write about this. Mm-hmm. So I say, go do some writing about that, which he does. And it's two pages of stuff that he writes. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the same thing. Father, open my eyes that I can see what's happening here and get to the real stuff, because he's written two pages of it. And I know I'm not supposed to deal with all of it individually. There's something there. Mm-hmm. So he says, pay attention to this and this and ask him these questions. So I do, because he's already written. Right. I said, you wrote this. Tell me more about that. And he writes me back and he now gets to the depth of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is what this is about. Okay. Now, Father, how do you want me to now guide him to abide with you, to understand it, and to receive healing? Because now we got to the real issue, which is a lifelong issue. Mm-hmm. How did it go? How's it going? To within a week or so, we got to the depth of the, I'm going to show you things that you don't know. By the way, this is going to help him because he doesn't know it either. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be used in this process because I've said, pay attention to it as I gave it to you. And you pray that you get wisdom and understanding, that your eyes would be enlightened. He says that you would know the hope of your calling. And what that means, by the way, is not my calling and vocationally. It's the Greek there is that you understand the feast that I have available to you. And by the way, I'm going to ask you to give that away mm-hmm. to somebody else, and that you begin to understand it, and that you would understand what is my inheritance in you. you are my inheritance. I want you to keep understanding that. You got to teach this guy this. He's my inheritance. He thinks I don't like him. Mm. I love him. And he's actually my inheritance. And I need him to get to the place where he actually understands that. And by the way, I want you to keep understanding that too. And then he says, I want you to know the incredibly amazing power that I'm going to direct toward you that has a heart to receive it.
Oh, that's so good.
And you'll experience supernatural stuff. And then I need you to invite him to that place that he can experience supernatural stuff, because I've got a whole bunch of stuff planned for him. Mm-hmm. And all you are, Rich, is just a sheepdog. You don't take on the burden of his choices. You don't worry about whether he achieves anything. You're just a messenger to bring him to the same place that I bring you. And he has a heart to go. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And by the way, just like with you and Dan, with your decision about your place, don't put a timeline on it, Rich.
Right.
Don't worry about it. This may take a while. We may have to go through lots of forks in the road. There's mm-hmm. deeper stuff yet to come. But I want you to, as you seek my will, keep asking for me to show you great and mighty things that you don't know.
Right.
I want you to be able to receive wisdom and understanding, that you would start to get enlightenment about what's really going on here, what my steps are, that I have this great feast for you to enjoy. I want you to have others do it too. And my supernatural power, which is all directed toward you. Mm. Get ready for that, you know? And so you begin to recognize, oh, so your will is really about that. Yep.
Right.
It's not just what I'm supposed to do. Now I have instruction, but really what it is to get into the right place so he can do what he wants to do, which is kind of cool.
I love that. Just the reminder, it's not all about us.
That's right.
We are involved, we are invited, and we get to bear witness, but it's not all about us.
No. And
it's about him and his will, right?
Yeah. And as you pray, now he says, Kathy and Dan, my will for you is to pray for these guys. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm going to do supernatural stuff that you'll get to see. I'll do it through you, one.
Right.
But it's going to be directed toward them. Mm-hmm. They're going to experience it. And you'll rejoice at seeing them experience my supernatural stuff.
Absolutely.
How? I'm asking you to be my agent, my sheepdog.
Inviting us to be a part of it, right.
To be a part of it, and you get to experience it. And if you start to recognize, well, that's part of your will, mm-hmm. and I get to be part of that. And what I need to do is I need to get in the right spot for you to do supernatural. And I got to help others get in the spot for them, for you to do supernatural. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to say about God's will is it's not all about me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not about what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? He says, don't worry, I'll give you instruction, but mostly it's about what I want to do for you. Mm. My supernatural exceedingly great power geared directly to you. And he said, it'll be really wonderful if you have a heart to go. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go and keep praying that way. So that you start
And God will be glorified, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that as I'm guiding you into truth, and I'm telling you of things to come, and I'm solving your resolution of things for you, I'm going to have you understand it's really more about what I'm doing for you than what. Now, you're not doing things for me mm-hmm. other than being with me, because why? You're my inheritance. I love being with you.
Right.
And I love giving supernatural things that you get to be thrilled at, both receiving and giving it away. So keep thinking of his will as not just about my role. It's more actually about his role. And I just got to get in the right place to receive it.
So cool.
Yeah. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this great reminder that all we have to do is call and you show us great and mighty things that we don't know, and you will, that we are to ask for wisdom and understanding, that we'd be spiritually enlightened and start to see what you see, that we will realize that we're being called to the feast and to invite others to that same place, and that you have exceedingly great power directed toward our unique things that you want to demonstrate to us. And so we just pray that we'll start to recognize that, expect it, and have a heart to receive it. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.